I don't want to mess up anything here. Okay, that's perfect. Everyone can hear me okay? Well, thank you very much for welcoming me back. It's been 2 years, early 2020 when I last visited after the release of my book. And as you all know, things significantly changed, like directly right after my visit with you all. So first I want to say, because I do know this is a little bit lighter than it was when I was here before. The same with my church home. As a matter of fact, we're still meeting via Zoom. So it's good to be outside of home and in front of the computer to meet with you all. And so I just send my well wishes and blessings to all of you that have had people lost due to COVID, and that you're still here. That's a blessing. So again, thank you for having me back. So with that beautiful poem by Amanda Gorman, it really spoke volumes for me, and I'm sure for you guys as well, because during, you know, she mentioned the hurt and humanity of the previous year. We've, you know, been going through this over a couple years now, and we're still dealing with COVID, with new strains and everything. And so we're starting to open up more, but we're still having to be very cautious, and it still takes us working together in order to do that. And so just to give you, and I'll get my stuff out the way talking about me, but how COVID, what it did for me. So when I met with you guys, I had just released my book, had all these plans for promoting it, had engagements booked, and then I was able to squeeze in 2 book signings. I did one in Muskegon, one at the Coffee Factory, which happened to be like the iciest, most snow-filled first winter day, but I had a good turnout. I was hopeful, had people come from Grand Rapids. So I was like, okay, good, it's working. Then had my second, and then this would end up being my last book signing in Grand Rapids. I used to work with KDL and one of the branches there, one of the biggest ones, hosted it for me, had catering. Everything just seemed to be going so well, and I was optimistic, great turnout. So that was on the Thursday, and I think the world shut down maybe that following Tuesday or Wednesday. I was like, oh my gosh, what is happening? And so everything had to be played by ear as far as everything that was coming up, whether, you know, people were going to still have these events, and they eventually ended up canceling. And so I had to learn and become more comfortable with virtual promotions and using social media. Now, with the Rightful and Vibe, most of my clientele, I interact with them anyway virtually. But this took a whole new game for me, because I had never marketed a book before. So just having to learn how to step outside that comfort zone of doing that. But let me back up. I had just moved into my own place. When I moved back to Muskegon, I had just returned back from Grand Rapids, moved in with my mom and my family. So I was just excited to be back up and on my own again. Business was going good. And then here we are, having to be in solitude. So as I was telling the group earlier, having to be by myself was like a blessing for me, because I was always, number one, running back and forth with my teaching and doing this and that. So I was able to sit down and be still for a bit, get my apartment in order, decorate. I was on Amazon Prime, or Amazon too much, ordering things, spending too much money. But, you know, it was a peaceful time for me. But I know there were many people who, you know, are used to interaction, communicating with people. And I had my moments, you know, wanting to not be around my family to protect them, like my elderly grandmother, for instance. You know, she has underlying issues, not to mention, so do I, being diabetic, having high blood pressure issues. So it was a must for us to kind of keep our distance, you know, during this time from one another. But at the same time, you know, I had many friends near and far who didn't have anyone to interact with. Like I stayed in touch with my family. So COVID for me, I won't say all of it was just good, but it did a lot as far as mending, reestablishing relationships, being in text groups, social media groups, just keeping in touch with one another, checking in on one another. And to this day, although, you know, the world has opened up some, those relationships continue. We've been able to meet up, you know, since things have opened back up, go on vacation, meet one another. So COVID wasn't all so bad for me, but I know that there are others that were very, you know, really affected, whether they lost people close to them, and just that human touch or communication. So I'm hoping for you guys, you know, I know all of our situations are different, but one thing that I want to tie in with this beautiful poem is about paving a way forward. That's the last line of this poem, New Day's lyric. We must always pave a way forward. So for me, that is what I had to do when it came to, you know, how was I going to continue working on my book, promoting it. You know, I had to pave that way forward and figure out a new way of doing things, you know, becoming more comfortable with using Zoom, Teams. And the line goes on and on, the list, as far as all the things that you can use to meet with people, promote, and so forth. And then at the time, I was also teaching, so everything had to be moved online. That was an adjustment, not necessarily for me as a teacher, but getting through to my students who didn't sign up for being in online classes. They needed that human interaction, that one-on-one, that hand-holding. So that was an experience all on its own as well. But for me, as we kept moving forward and the semesters went by and we were still meeting via online or hybrid, that was a blessing for me because I was able to handle it and was successful with doing it. So I paved the way in that way. Also, with the publications, I was freelancing already, but word got around or people saw my writing, it opened up more doors for me to write for more publications. And so I continued to pave that way forward. And then to now where I am back in the classroom, I'm meeting with people, even gained a new employer with Grand Valley. You know, it's just opened up so many doors professionally, like I mentioned, personally with my relationships. So just, you know, keeping that focus and keeping that hope alive for me helped me pave a way forward. Also, when you look in at our political climate and the environment that we were in, you know, when I wrote my book, and many of you don't know this, I wrote that book because I was in the doctorate program. It's called To Lead or Not to Lead, and it was about the lack of minorities in leadership roles and the struggles that as a minority that we have to go through in order to climb the ladder. When I wrote that book over maybe 10 years ago, and it was because I was in the doctorate program, and I ended up quitting that program just because I think I was doing it for the wrong reasons. But it was my research and collection of research that was going to be my dissertation. And instead of just putting it off to the side, I turned it into a nonfiction book. But it's so sad that now, 10 years still, things haven't gotten much better as far as, you know, not just minority in the sense of, you know, black people, women though, different genders, sexual orientation. We all have seen so much happen in this political climate, police brutality and so forth. You all, you know, have heard what's been going on and in the news, and maybe you've even been affected personally by that as well. And so, unfortunately, what I wrote about in my book has still been very relevant. And I've even noticed that even though I wasn't able to do the things that I had planned, there's been like a resurgence with interest in my book just because of how it still relates to everything. So even during our time of where we were in solitude and we were dealing with COVID and the pandemic, you know, we had all these uprisings, the insurrection, everything that was going on, but we still had people still paving their way forward. Like, for instance, having our very first African-American vice president and a woman at that. So she paved her way forward. You know, when we look at someone such as this young lady, Amanda Gorman, 23 years old, the youngest inaugural poet ever, and then bringing forth the message of us all coming together and being there for one another and paving our way forward. So when you look at your own situations in your life and what's going on. Like, for instance, I mentioned how professionally, you know, there was growth blossoming in my relationships. Even with my health, you know, being at home, I ate more, unfortunately, but I was cooking more. It wasn't as much fast food. I had no excuse not to exercise, getting in front of YouTube and the TV, you know, doing what I needed to do to take care of my health. And just focusing more, doing my vision boards. What am I going to do, like, once we're able to be back out there in the world? I have dreams I want to do. I've started working on book number 2. So it just gave us time to think of ways that we can pave our way forward and being there for one another. So when you look at your own goals, your relationships, things that happened during COVID, what ways or actions are you taking to keep paving the way forward? Have you united as a group? And I do see it, you all are together. C3 is still, you know, moving forward, moving strong, still serving the community very well. And so you guys are doing that. But many people, you know, kind of went stagnant with the whole COVID thing. And so it's up to us, you know, to be examples and show that you can still keep moving forward and paving your way, even during the times where it seems like there's no hope. But we've all done it. So with that, and I'm hoping I spoke long enough, I just wish you all blessings and well wishes to keep moving forward with what you got going on. For me, I've kind of went over everything that has happened with me since I last saw you guys, including number one, I mentioned working on book number 2, which I hope to have done before the year is over with. And then with my company, I'm having my first writing workshop next month as well. So I just hope standing up here, being an example, kind of sharing with you guys what's going on will be an inspiration for you all to keep paving your way forward. Thank you.